its current state, few sites on the American landscape are as iconic as an old-fashioned farm windmill. From the era of the Civil War through today, they harnessed the wind to pump water and run machinery. Today, farmers have other means of generating power. Four farms in Michigan have just been selected by Consumers Energy to produce electricity using anaerobic digesters. The closest one in mid-Michigan is in Elsie in Clinton County, and current state's Kevin Lavery is about to tell us more. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. Elsie is your neck of the woods, I believe.
That's right.
You grew up in Ovid,
indeed.
Right next door.
Indeed.
So, and that's dairy country. It's well known that cow manure contains methane gas, which makes an excellent fuel to run electric generators. In the industry, this is affectionately known as poop to power. Green Meadow Farms is one of the largest dairy operations in the region, and back in 2007, they used a grant from Michigan State University to install an anaerobic digester on the farm. Now think about your own body for a minute. Your stomach metabolizes that donut that you promised yourself you would not eat this morning and it converts the sugars and other stuff, mainly sugars, into energy. Well, Green Meadow Farms has three stomachs, quote-unquote. Each of them holds 1 million gallons of something that's not quite as tasty as that donut.
You notice as you're standing here by the digesters, there's not a manure smell as you would have if you're standing by untreated manure. That's one of the advantages that the farm does pick up with the digesters online.
That's a very big benefit. It really helps with your neighbor relations.
That's Chad Antel, the owner of Swedish Biogas in Flint, and Darcy Green, co-owner of Green Meadow Farms. We're standing beside those three enormous million-gallon tanks that make up the heart of the digester. To say there's no smell isn't exactly true. To the layman, that would be me, the odor is undeniable. But my two hosts barely notice. A Texas oil man might say it smells like money. Just inside a large pole barn, a network of pumps sends the product to a boiler and a heat exchanger. It's vital to heat the manure to a certain temperature in order to get the optimal release of methane. The waste from 3,200 milk cows is substantial. Darcy Green says before they started using the digester, they would simply use the manure for fertilizer. That's still the case, but now it provides an extra value.
This just added one step in the process that we do. You're getting pretty much everything out that you're putting in. So it's just one more step to be more energy efficient, environmentally friendly.
The digester uses a vacuum system to extract the methane from the manure, and then it's fed into an engine. Chad Antel says from there, the process works the same way as with other fuels like natural gas.
The methane provides the horsepower, the BTUs, the thermal energy to allow those pistons to drive up and down.
Green Meadow Farms is not hooked up to the electric grid just yet, but when it is, the farm could produce as much as 800 kilowatts for Consumers Energy. It's part of the utility's strategy to diversify its arsenal of renewable energy assets, which include wind, solar, biomass, and hydroelectric dams. This farm and three others in West Michigan will eventually become mini substations strong enough to power 2,800 homes. David Ronk is director of transactions and wholesale settlements with Consumers Energy. He says the digester program gives farmers a revenue stream to handle their waste disposal needs. And Ronk says it helps Consumers Energy reduce the risks associated with any one particular energy technology.
With this particular program, we've tried to encourage the various agricultural interests to figure out ways of being more cost-effective so that the price can get to a point where it's competitive with some of the other renewables like wind power generation.
And that's the tough part. Even with financial help, turning a farm into a competitor in the energy market is a costly proposition. The Michigan Farm Bureau supports incentives that help farmers become energy independent. But the Bureau's Laura Campbell believes farm-based energy programs have not progressed as quickly as they should, in part because of the rate of return they get from the power companies.
If you're going to put in a digester, which is no small expense, I mean, you're talking millions of dollars by the time you're done, you've got to be able to recoup your investment. You know, if you're making 2 or 3 cents a kilowatt hour off of the power that you're generating there, it's going to take you a long time to recoup that investment.
Consumers Energy is offering Green Meadow Farms a fixed price contract for the wattage they'll provide. But Darcy Green can't say when she'll break even.
That's a very, very tricky question. Methane digesters are a very pricey project. consumers' energy is giving us an opportunity to recoup some of those costs, but it'll be many, many years before we get enough money out of just the electricity prices to pay for something like this, if ever.
In the meantime, do you get a subsidy from them to operate this every day?
No.
So it's out of your own pocket to run it then?
Yes.
In time, Green Meadow Farms could grow beyond its manure to methane experiments. Chad Ansel, the biogas expert, says this project doesn't push the digester to its full capacity. In many states, anaerobic digesters process food waste that would otherwise end up in landfills. Ansel says in terms of volume, food waste produces more biogas energy than manure. And he says that's where public thinking is headed anyway.
Just as we've seen with recycling of plastics, metals, glasses, things like that, with generations from the 80s to now, you'll see that next generation start looking at recycling food waste and organics much more so and trying to divert those from the landfill.
For now, though, Darcy Green feels satisfied with her role as an environmental steward. Still, she likes the idea that her dairy farm might one day power her neighbor's lights and appliances.
Hopefully. I mean, it's kind of nice to know that when you go to bed at night, you're being environmentally conscious and you are doing the best job that you can, not only for this generation, but the future generations, and just taking care of the land and whatnot.
But let's not forget to give the credit to our friend the cow. We humans have her to thank for the milk we drink at breakfast, and maybe soon for the electricity that runs the fridge that keeps the milk jug cold. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.